This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, the month of Reformation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. I would like to emphasize to my fellow Muslim sisters and brothers that fasting is not just abstaining from food, drink, smoking, and sexual activities. You know, some people seem to think very superficial when it comes to fasting. They know it's wajib, it's obligatory, but they feel that, you know, it's only these three, four things that we have to give up. And this is it. We would like to say while we're fasting, we should also try our best to reform our behavior and attitude towards others. There are many things which will not legally, technically, invalidate our fasting, but they surely are against the spirit and purpose of fasting. For example, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that lying, backbiting, and lustful glances destroy the spirit of fasting. Hunger and thirst should not become an excuse to be angry and discourteous in our behavior. This goes completely against the purpose of fasting itself. Let us not be those who gain nothing out of fasting but hunger and thirst. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we feel that since I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, it's justified for me to be rude to others, to yell at others for small little things, insignificant things, right? Something, you know, which is really trivial, but, you know, I find it for myself a license to be able to insult someone. And it happens many a times between families, right, at home. Now, you're expecting that, oh, my brother or my sister should realize that I'm fasting, so they should not do this, this, and that. And as soon as they do it, you get riled up. You become angry, and you start yelling at them. Brothers and sisters, know that this was a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you know, in addition to staying hungry and thirsty and not having sexual activities, you were also expected not to get angry for trivial things. So this is something we all need to keep in mind and inshallah try to practice, you know, very carefully throughout this holy month of Ramadan. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today, we are talking about the month of Reformation, the month of Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan, right? And we said that some people who are very superficially looking at this blessed month, they think that staying hungry and thirsty and not having sexual activities suffices to qualify to be someone who is fasting. We said no. While this is something that you are required by Allah to do, there are other things too, in terms of your akhlaq, in terms of your manners, in terms of your lifestyle, in terms of your thoughts even, that need to be checked in this holy month of Ramadan. Now, of course, it can be argued that they need to be checked throughout the year, but the holy month of Ramadan is an opportunity where you should take it up as a challenge. So one of those deficiencies you may have, and you know about it, you know, like we mentioned anger before, similarly, you know, there could be other vices that we may have. Try to control them. The spirit of the holy month of Ramadan is different from this superficial understanding of staying hungry and thirsty. The spirit of the month of Ramadan is to become and to become the in charge and to come into the control of your own nafs and your own self and be subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the real sense of the word. This is what we're after, right? And trust me, brothers and sisters, sky is the limit. There are three levels explained by, you know, for someone who keeps fast, there are three levels explained by some of our scholars of akhlaq. Number one is the basic level. Number two is the moral level. Number three is the spiritual level, right? And we know that not everyone is equal in piety. We're definitely going to talk about these three levels, but know that it is like you do your high school and then you go to your do your bachelor's and then you do your master's and then you do your PhD, then you do your doctorate. Can you say all of them are educated to the same degree? Of course not. Similarly, somebody who is fasting in the month of Ramadan, they should be careful of whether they're just doing the basic level of fasting or the higher level, which is the moral level, or the highest level, which is the spiritual level. So this is something you should keep in your mind, and we will discuss these things in future episodes. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.